Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts, the new talk. This is podcast 612, a special announcement. Don't get excited. I didn't win the lottery or anything like that. I've decided to quit doing the radio show, and we're going to talk about that and media and podcasting and what's next in podcast 612. There's something new and fun to do these days, whether it is a date night, business client appreciation event, a corporate team building event, something with your family, or a friend's night out. It's at Brush Studio West End in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Now, I can tell you that an artist will guide you through making and creating a painting. And I can tell you that you'll come away with a real painting, something you can hang on your walls at home or at work, something you and your friends and your coworkers or your family would be really proud of. But the other night, I actually went over to Brush Studio, and it's actually better if I take you inside a Brush Studio event a little bit, and you can kind of hear the reaction and what people do. So let's go on into Brush Studio.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Sure.
You guys having fun?
Yes.
Yeah, tons of fun.
What are you painting?
We're painting birch trees and in the nighttime with a little cardinal.
So they give you paint, right?
Yeah, and you just follow the people at the front.
The person at the front.
Yeah, the person at the front. And then you just follow their breaks and everything. And yeah, I don't know.
It's really fun.
Different thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, on a Friday night.
And a fun thing to do.
Yeah,
we're having a good time. We got the whole family here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So
I got my wife and our two sons and their fiance and one's girlfriend.
I didn't even know I could.
This is probably the most fun you can have at a job. Seriously. My favorite part is when people just completely go off the rails and do something that I would never think of or other people wouldn't think of, but they came here with like an intention. It's a thing to do on a Friday night that isn't watching TV, isn't going to a movie. You're being social with a group. You get a little wine or something, but it's not like that's all you're at, like at a bar, that's all you're there to do. You know, I've been teaching for 22 years.
Oh, okay.
I make all kinds of stuff on my own.
You look like an artist. You
what?
Fun?
Oh,
you
absolutely.
You look like an artist.
I just found my inner artist.
Your inner artist.
Brush Studio in the West End, St. Louis Park. 22 brands of beer, an extensive wine collection, catering from Crave in the West End. You're going to have a good time because they are event planning ninjas at Brush. Date night, client appreciation, corporate team building, family, friends. They'll all be great. Sign up online at Brush Studio in the West End, St. Louis Park at brushstudio.net. Brushstudio.net, or you can reach out to Brush at 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700. Brush Studio. Don't forget, something new and fun to do, date night, business, corporate events, whatever, Brush Studio, West End, St. Louis Park. Now, their classes tend to fill up, so you can sign up online at brushstudio.net, 952-236-1700. That's 952-236-1700, Brush Studio. And I'm going to talk about production commercials in podcasts. And occasionally I do produce my own production commercial, and Brush was one of them, just because I wanted people to hear what they do. So now most of this podcast is going to be tied up in discussions of podcasting and media, which is fun to talk about. But I will be doing an economics podcast probably later in the week. And one of the things that's going to come up is trade. And there's a lot of talk these days about foreign trade, trade protection, foreign manufacturing, and things of that nature. Some companies are preparing to bring some of their manufacturing back to the United States. If you want an example, one of the things they took off the G20 summit agenda is free trade. So companies are starting to think, well, you know, we need to hedge our bets. Now, there are good reasons to manufacture in the United States. If your company is considering American manufacturing, remember DepoStar, American Design Engineering and Manufacturing, right here in Minnesota. American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. Visit DepoStar at depostar.com. This is an important week for me and for the Bob Davis podcast for a lot of reasons. Obviously, first on the list is that the Burning Man ticket auction starts this week. And I'm hoping to get tickets to Burning Man, and I have decided to discontinue the Bob Davis podcast radio show. I canceled the radio show. And it's a good time to talk about media and podcasting and broadcasting in general, which is always fun for me in podcasts. So we're going to talk about why I canceled my radio show. So the radio show was something I did for 70 weeks, and I originally contracted with the syndicator for 1 year. Technically, it never was syndicated because technically, in order to be syndicated, you have to be on at least two stations, and I was only on one. Maybe others picked up the show at different times off the satellite and cleared it, but we would never know. This was a one-hour show, and if you listen to it as a podcast, you know that it was designed for radio stations to add content to their weekend and weekday paid programming schedules. Lots of talk stations these days will air vitamin and real estate shows and stuff like that, and the people that do the shows pay for the time. This is lucrative for the radio station. Salem Broadcasting has built their entire business model on this concept of paid programming. But weekends can be a content desert, and the idea of the show was to provide an hour of podcast-level content as an oasis of content in a content-free desert of paid programming. And Lee Michaels at Salem here in Minneapolis and St. Paul was kind enough to see it that way and put the show on and liked it, and I really appreciate him helping me out there. He was the only affiliate, and I got him. The syndication company didn't do anything, so that's kind of a funny thing. If you listen to talk radio, you know what I'm talking about because you hear this program. If you're in radio, you know what I'm talking about because you just know. If you're just listening to podcasts, you won't have any idea what I'm talking about, which is fine. And I thought it would be a good idea to bring content from the podcasts to radio. And initially I did that. And it's funny because I was very excited about doing this show, and it would take me 2 days of editing when I first started doing it. And then, like all ideas, this idea of bringing content from podcasts back to the radio morphed into this idea where I decided I would have to start creating new content for the radio show every week. And therein lies the challenge. First of all, the original intention was not to post the radio show as a podcast. And part of the reason for that is I wanted it to be exclusive to the radio, but there were quality issues with, I work very hard to keep a certain level of quality with the podcasts. Believe me, if I could just do WAV file podcast, I would do them because they sound better than MP3s. So first thing is you'd knock yourself down to MP3, and then when it went up to the satellite, it would go from 390 K to 88. So you go through an MP3, an average MP3 file is 128, and we're going from 300 and whatever it is, 20 or 390 at 22 bit sampling to 88. That's the first thing. Then it goes on the satellite. So I had a whole bunch of issues with quality to begin with. Finally, I decided, because the quality was such an issue, I decided to start posting it as a podcast so it would sound better. Then I started producing content, especially for the radio show, because podcast subscribers didn't need a rehash of what I was already doing, right? If you're listening to the podcast, why would you want to hear the same thing over and over again? As my friend Mitch said, I would be out riding my bike listening, and it would be so confusing because for 1 minute, first you're saying the Bob Davis podcast radio show, then you're reintroducing a podcast, then you come back, and it's just, it was classic Bob Davis. And then in creating new content for the radio show, a political situation developed where I would hold off and not want to talk about politics because I wanted to save that for the radio show. And then I started pushing political content to the radio show for the radio audience. And now we're going to get to the core of what I want to talk about in this show, in this particular podcast. Broadcast and podcast are two completely different mediums and really two different audiences. Radio's audience is older, it's getting older, it's getting more brittle, it's getting more conservative, regardless of political affiliation, by the way. Podcasting is younger, it's more fun, it's more like social media in the early days, it's actually more like radio in the early days, and it's getting more like radio in the early days in the sense that it's very free form, particularly if any of you remember the advent of album radio when we didn't have formats and we just played what we wanted to. And I guess the best way to describe it in modern ideas would be to think Instagram rather than talk radio circa 1996, which is very formatted, very focused, and very and fun because there was no social media in 1996 and because, you know, radio was where everyone came to talk about stuff. But that is not true anymore. So what happened is, for me, now you may not have noticed it. I don't know if you did. Fine if you did. Because of the radio show, the podcast content was, to me, going off the rails. And I find myself more and more negative, more and more sour on the things that interest me on a day-to-day basis. I would find myself looking at articles and saying, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to do a podcast about that. I don't like that. And there's two reasons for that. One, I don't like what's going on politically, and I'll talk about that. Two, I don't like how I am when I am talking about politics. And I don't know what to do about that. I think part of it is just kind of threading the needles. I'm calling it threading the needles, or my son calls it fighting our way through this. Everything is so contentious right now. It's very hard to talk about politics. And it isn't that it's hard to talk about it, and it's hard to talk about it, and therefore I can't or don't want to talk about it. It's that I don't like what I sound like, and I don't like what I feel like when I am talking about it. And I'm not sure what to do about that. And I'm working through it. And then there is the radio segment format, which has a tendency. This is the whole thing where radio segments are 10 minutes, you know, at a time. And radio segmentation and radio formatting has a tendency to amplify that kind of negative. You only have so much time to say what you have to say, and you can't develop a thought. It's just not conducive to developing thoughts and ideas. So you end up basically having to say, this is what's going on, when we really don't know what's going on all the time. So in that sense, free form is much better, and podcasting is free form. And most decidedly, podcasting is not broadcasting. And thank God for that. One of the other things that's happening in podcasting these days is podcasters think having a radio show is a big deal. And I have come to the conclusion that it isn't. Actually, I think having a successful podcast is a bigger deal. And while there are a few podcasters doing radio shows, which are repackaged as podcasts, I don't think that's as fun to listen to or as good as straight up podcasts produced for podcasts. I call it pure play podcasting. And it certainly isn't as fun to do segment radio as it is to do freeform podcasting. And I also think it's more fun to listen to freeform podcasting than straight up radio. In fact, I don't like the podcasts that sound like radio. I much prefer podcasts that actually utilize the medium, which is people are listening to this on earbuds or they're listening to it in their car. There's no spots. I don't have to break for 4 minutes or 5 minutes and have you have the, you know, the possibility that you are going to tune out. So I got to promote what I'm going to talk about out of the break, things like that. Now, the other thing is I have a stream at thebobdavispodcast.com. So when you listen to when you go to the page on a desktop, it starts playing and it's like listening to the radio. And with the radio show, I don't like what I hear on the stream. It sounds like talk radio. It's too brittle. It's too old. It's too radio. And part of that is because the radio show is 47 minutes or more. It's four segments, and a podcast usually is roughly 30 minutes. So I got rid of the radio show, and it's effective immediately. Now, for podcasters, here's my experience. And this gets to this whole thing about why podcasters think radio is important. People think radio is important. But in more than a year of doing this radio show, I have to tell you that I've had maybe a score of referrals to my page from radio. And with digital marketing, at any time, I'm able to generate hundreds and even thousands of referrals for one podcast if it is the right podcast at a time. For example, the Nomad Yoga Family on one end of the spectrum got hundreds and hundreds of listens because of digital marketing. And on the other end of the spectrum, Jennifer Loken talking about modern relationships, feminism, and men on the other with a very conservative point of view generated, you know, hundreds and up to thousands of referrals on the other side of the spectrum. Both spectrums can coexist on a podcast but they cannot coexist in radio because of the idea that people's thinking has become so solidified and cemented. Everything is an argument. If you disagree with me, just listen to one of my conversations with my son. So think about that from a marketing perspective. Podcasts and digital marketing are far more powerful than radio because the sky is the limit, where you're looking in radio and you're looking at a diminishing audience year after year after year, despite the best efforts of some really good people. For pennies, we are able to generate referrals and interest in social media and in digital. And from the radio, you get nothing. People need to know this. And I think advertisers need to know this, by the way. And this has nothing to do, as I said, with people working in the radio business who have helped me. I mentioned Lee Michaels at Salem. And I've talked to other guys in the process of trying to get this show on the radio. And it's they're just the problem with radio station program directors is they're just spread so thin that they have no time. They spend all day opening and closing the gate on orders and trying to put out fires at four or five radio stations, and they don't have time to think about what sounds good. They're too busy just trying to get things taken care of. The other problem is in general, and this is not specific to anybody that I've dealt with, but radio people are terrible communicators, and syndication services don't help. And for podcasters, by the way, these are these services that promise you the moon, whether you do YouTube videos or you do podcasts. Hey, we're going to post your podcast here. You're going to get lots of referrals because we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people coming across our page day to day, and we'll share revenues with you. Well, they don't. And a lot of times it ends up being more work for the podcaster to post their podcast at a certain place, because really it's all about the service and getting free content to post to build the page up to sell to somebody else. And I do post to some of those services. BlogTalkRadio.com is one of them. Not impressed. If you're listening, Blog Talk Radio, I'm not impressed with what you're doing. But I still post my podcast to the service, basically only to have a presence. And I'm not sure it does much. Most of my stuff is iTunes. I love iTunes because they don't insert ads. You subscribe, it comes to your phone, it's done. But I also post on Stitcher.com and TunedIn. And one of the biggest problems with Stitcher and TuneIn is they insert ads. And they don't understand podcasts are different from radio. And they just insert ads. So the podcast is on and suddenly, pop, it just stops and some ad comes on. And sometimes people can't get the podcast back. And they're doing this to everybody. So it's not just me. And the thing I would say to podcasters is we don't need these services and we don't need radio to do what we're doing. If we employ digital tools at our disposal, we can find an audience and we can serve it and we can grow that audience. And it doesn't have to be a big audience to be a successful podcast. And I'm talking about monetarily, which is what discontinuing the radio show is all about in this thing. Now, this is particularly true as it relates to content. As you know, my podcast is a news and politics and current events podcast. And the reason for that is this is what I was doing when I started podcasting. And I suppose this is how I would have categorized my work on talk radio when I started, current events and news and politics. And these days, I am tending to be more of a general topics podcast. Moreover, politically speaking, I've always been interested in news and current events my whole life, but I am no longer interested in demonizing one side or the other in the interests of serving one side or the other. And this is really what most of our media has become. This is the YouTube video that makes liberals look stupid, or the YouTube video that makes conservatives look stupid, or read my book because I'm the guy that knows all the answers, or this is what's happening and this proves it. Or you should think this way. Most of media is really about a partisan side, and it is designed to draw you in one particular direction or the other. It's not designed to inform you. And I think one of the things that happened in the most recently was a significant thing where somebody asked me, "Hey, have you lost your will to fight?" And I did a podcast about it, actually, and I say it again, the answer is no, I have not lost my passion. I certainly haven't lost a will to fight for something. But things have changed. I refuse to lend my intellect and my passion to accomplish something for someone else that someone else should be accomplishing. And I will not do your fighting for you. You are going to have to fight for yourself, especially if you are on the so-called right. More and more, I find things that seem true on Monday turn out to be completely false on Friday. And every day, there is some new truth or falsehood contained in a vignette or storyline that if I follow and react to, turns out to be a waste of time within 48 hours, and yet this is what everyone's doing. And if you want to listen to that, listen to it. I'll tell you what you should do. There's an awful lot in drama that is happening these days that is worth more than 10 YouTube videos from Dinesh D'Souza or someone like that. Homeland, this season for Homeland is pretty good. And I will just tell you this, if you've been watching it, the last episode involves a black box operation to influence social media. And the way it plays out, you must see, because most people are reacting to things they see on social media, and you have no idea who's doing it and who's doing it to you and where it's coming from and why and who's paying for it to be done to you. And this is what is being done to you by someone for some reason. Every day, this constant reaction driven by social media, directed news sources and websites that essentially leave us uninformed, less well-informed at best, and hating each other and dividing us. And I will not be a part of that. I will not do it. I had 180 times response on Facebook with somebody regarding a Loretta Lynch felony example. And now we find out today that the FBI director says there's no evidence that Obama ordered or Loretta Lynch ordered any felonies. And yet somebody put out an article that said she had signed the FISA orders, except we can't find the FISA orders. This is what goes on. And if you do talk radio, you are forced into this by a rabid audience that demands this kind of coverage of things, and you're forced into it by management that expects it, and they want you to say provocative things, but God help you if you say something provocative, because the radio station won't defend you, and the audience won't defend you. They will disregard you and move on to the next thing. So if you do talk radio, this is something that you should be aware of. And of course, they'll say that they fired you because they couldn't afford you, but they fired you because you terrified them. And what is going on is that you have a rabid audience that is addicted to outrage and intrigue that, in terms of neuroplasticity, has been literally programmed. These people are being brainwashed, and then they turn around and say that you're brainwashed because you don't believe they're brainwashing. This is the French Revolution. This is a terrible, corrosive, cancerous force in our society, and yet the day continues. It is sunny, it is getting warmer, and life goes on, right? And what do we do? Do we talk about life? Do we talk about things? Well, you don't get to talk about those things on News Talk Radio because you are pushed to pursue this reactive, rabid sort of fire-breathing style, either making stuff up out of whole cloth and telling you that it's the Bilderbergers that are doing this, or it's the Illuminati, or making stuff up out of whole cloth about Loretta Lynch or anyone else because it sounds good, and we're just going to go with that. And don't worry about whether it sounds good tomorrow, because tomorrow there'll be something else that we can spew. And this is what goes on. As far as local radio is concerned, basically you got the two goons that make everything a joke, or you've got, the religious stations. This is what's going on, and this is why people are being driven from radio. Radio stations don't have the resources and the management and the intelligence to curate content, and that includes music. And all that's left are the public stations, because they at least put money back into the product. And with Trump cutting the PBS funds, which I agree with, actually, I don't think that the government should be in any business supporting public radio. They can support themselves and they'll do just fine. Nonprofit is good enough. They don't pay taxes, so they should be able to make enough money from contributions to pour the money back in to what they're doing. Okay. That would be a whole podcast talking about PBS. But in most markets, the number one news and information radio station is, in fact, the public radio station. And when I grew up, the number one news and information radio station was WINS in New York, or WBBM in Chicago, or, KABC in Los Angeles. In other words, these were commercial radio stations that had staffs of reporters, and they reported on the news. And when they did commentary it was based on news. It was based on reality. It wasn't based on the kind of nonsense that we have. And the cool thing about podcasting is you've got this opportunity to do shows, whether you're at the Air Show or Burning Man or Sturgis. You can take a tour of the Texas coastline. You can cover primary campaigns in Iowa or South Carolina or Florida or wherever you go. And if people don't want to listen to that podcast, they don't have to. If they do, they can be taken inside it because you can use audio and you can use time to really do those topics justice. And that's why I love it. And that gives you a chance, you the listener, a chance to think about other things in a contextual way that helps you fit things into your context. So you can read books and you can think about concepts that you read in books or novels, or you can watch dramatic shows, turn it off without the commercials, and think about what you saw and what it means. And then you can listen to a podcast that might give you some perspective on that. Or I can just sit here and talk about whatever pops into my mind when I wake up that moment, and you can decide whether that fits into your context or it's insane. You know, that's just up to you if it's entertaining or not entertaining. Somebody wrote that they thought that I had the ability to actually look inside things from a common perspective as opposed to trying to explain it, and I really appreciated that comment. The guy said, this guy has real insight into things without having to be part of it, which is cool. And some of those podcasts where I just talked about what was on my mind when I woke up have been the best podcasts, but they don't make good radio shows. And that used to bother me, but I'm good with it now. It doesn't bother me anymore. Finally, the radio show had to be sent up to the satellite at 3 a.m. Friday morning, which is no problem for me because I'm up all night anyway. But what happened is that my Wednesday and Thursday were essentially spent wherever I was planning, writing, recording, and producing the show. And I remember being in Tombstone. No, where was I? I was on my way to somewhere in the Southwest, California or something like that. And I pulled into this town and parked on the street, and there was a little festival going on, and I opened the doors and I started doing my podcast, my radio show. And it just, I mean, I had to sit there instead of get to where I was going. I had to spend 3 hours sitting in this little town doing this radio show. And, you know, I do it because I love to do it, and I would get very excited about putting the bumpers in and putting the show together. But, you know, I could have been done 4 podcasts in the time that I spent sitting there doing that radio show. So what would happen is the fact that it was a 24-hour period, that sometimes 10, 8, 15 hours would be spent doing this show, that took me away from the process of thinking about and doing podcasts, which is where my business is. And so this was a business decision, because this is also where my heart is, right here in front of this microphone in my basement, with the heat off, just before dinner, you know, staring at the washing machines and the dryer, right? My passion these days is exploring this new medium for all it's worth. And what I've started to do is also help other people in this new medium by helping them the best way that I can, and that is to help them make money by helping advertisers who want to use podcasting as a new medium to actually get results. And I can get you results if you are an advertiser. Send me an email and I will explain it to you. But it's also helping podcasters because it's getting them paid, and not paid as a piece of some inserted crappy spot from Ruby Tuesdays that's been put in your show, right? But a spot that you do yourself, that you believe in, that with a product that you believe in. More importantly, following podcasting like an endless summer to do more travel and adventure, to go where people are, whether it's Burning Man or the Air Show or conventions or, you know, political campaigns or weird towns like Tombstone, where I had a great time, Tombstone, Arizona, or go where there are people that are really interesting to talk to. And as you know, I love to hit the open road. So killing off the radio show is bittersweet, because radio is my first love. It always will be my first love, and it always will be in my blood. But the freedom I feel right now is fantastic. I'm super excited to have done this podcast, super excited to be thinking about what I'm going to do with my business and with the future of podcasting, which is growing by leaps and bounds. We, you know, I don't know if any of you, those of you who are podcasters, you probably remember, if you're old enough, you remember when VCRs just started. And at first, everyone was like, this is never going to be anything. It's too clunky. It's going to be yada, yada, that whole thing. And people, penetration for VCRs, you know, video tape recorders, went from like 20% to 100% in a really short period of time. Podcasting started out at like 15, 20, 30%. And I'm willing to bet we're going to be at 50% relatively soon, because more and more people are coming to podcasting to listen to podcasts that they like, four or five at a time, or whatever, you know, depending on their commute or what they want to listen to, because they're not being constantly interrupted, and the host doesn't feel that they have to constantly be interrupted to talk about something. So this is the announcement that I'm going to stop doing the radio show, and I'm super excited about it because I can get back to pure play podcasting, which is what it's all about for me. Remember Brush Studio, something new and fun to do. Date night, business and corporate events, family or friends night out. It's actually a really cool thing to do for a date because it's really fun. At Brush Studio, West End, St. Louis Park, classes tend to fill up. Again, you can sign up online at brushstudio.net or reach out to them at Brush Studio, 952-236-1700, 952-236-1700. Remember, brushstudio.net. In the West End. Now, it is spring. We already went through daylight savings time. It is officially spring now. It's going to start getting warmer. It was 60 yesterday around here. Starting, you know, we'll start to see 60s and 70s. And part of that, when it gets warm, you start seeing motorcycles. You're supposed to start seeing motorcycles. And if you ride, you know how important that is. Here's what I want you guys who are riders to do. Check out 03D.com. Great motorcycle products and accessories. Especially, they have these amazing, cool lighting options and solutions. Turn signals, bat wings on the back of the bike that are super bright, that help people see you. So happy spring and ride safe from 03D.com. Check them out online at 03D.com. That's C-I-R-O-3-D.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcasts.com. See, I can relax now because it's not radio. I can just be cool now because I'm just doing this podcast. Thanks for listening to Podcast 612, Dropping the Ball and Chain.
Little chill.